Oh, it must be about 20, 25 years ago. The whole community was on a vacation down at Nag's Head or one of those places. And I was sitting on the beach, praying maybe, just sort of sitting there, I guess. And I heard God the Father say to me, I want you to ask yourself this question. What happened when that man died? And I knew that it was an invitation to apply my heart and mind to try to grasp this infinite mystery that God will not only become man and become a king and wave his scepter and we're all forgiven. No. He died for us on a cross. And so today, this is why it's a big feast day. It's the mystery of the cross. Now, they take this text from Numbers, okay? The people rebel, they sin. So God sends seraph serpents to kill them. And so now, like the rest of us, now they get religion, you know? Now they all go, say, we're sorry, we're wrong, they can keep complaining about the way God is treating us. And so Moses prayed for them. And the Lord said, make a seraph and mount it on a pole. And if anyone who has been bitten look at it, they will live. What does it mean to look at that? It doesn't mean, oh yes, there's a crucifix up there. It means to have your whole spirit grasped by this mystery. This is what polarized all the saints. Getting a glimpse of the love with which God himself died for us. It's, and the text is so clever, I mean, and you know, and our Lord alludes to it here. So must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him, you see, we have to gaze at that. And while certainly it's a vision of great pain, how could the Son of God be abandoned by God? But he says, why have you abandoned me? You know, nobody experienced the effects of sin more than God himself. And that's what we celebrate today. This, but the mystery is love. What happened when that man died? You know, what was moving him? Love. He gathered to himself every single one of us from the creation of the world till the end. And in an act of love, he opened up again the way to the Father. And so that's what we ponder today and we celebrate. There's a lot of pain involved in the cross. It's one of the most painful deaths. Doctors have analyzed that and so forth. But the heart of this, the mystery of this, is love. Love. Thérèse, when she was finally launched on her vocation, remember it came from reading 1 Corinthians 13, about love. And she grasped that the love of the Father is, what's the right word, frustrated, blocked. We want to know who won the Giants game more than we want to know the love of the Father for us, because we're so stupid. And so these saints, you see, want that love to get out into the world and to be overwhelmed with it. Yes, there's a lot of pain. involved in this cross. But that's nothing compared to the love. God wants to win us over by love. You know, we can start by being scared of hell, and that's a very good idea. But fear of hell never made a saint. Got some started. Even Teresa of Avila, remember? She was a good nun. Spent a lot of time in the parlor sipping tea and chatting with the neighbor ladies. Until one day, our Lord showed her where she could be in hell if she didn't change. So obviously, she changed. And did she ever change? Huh? And she guarded that. Our Lord didn't have to do that for her. But he did it for her because he loves her and because he wanted to let the world know that's the way you serve me. You love me. And so she got identified with this act of love in which the Lord died, so much so that by the end of her life she was saying, either let me suffer or let me die. Let me be joined to the mystery of our Lord giving his whole life to the Father, or let's get out of here. What other reason would it be to hang around? Now, that's the triumph of the Holy Spirit in a life, to get like that. But we can try, you know? But it means gazing on this cross to see the love. If there's one thing that this world is short on, it's love. God, I probably shouldn't. I was looking at the computer last night about all the mess, the gas and the duplicity and the torture and the suffering in Syria. Now, who suffers more than anybody else? Jesus. They're all his people. And he says that. You know, in fact, Augustine had a kind of a prophecy during one of his homilies where he said, yes, I am here with the Father in glory, surrounded by angels and saints, and it's wonderful, but I still suffer on earth. Hunger, rejection, pain. And so you see, this is breathtaking. When the Lord said, what do we find out? What happened when that man died? I mean, I tried. I read books and I got a long way to go yet. But the mystery of this is love. Not safety. Though, I mean, if the best we can do is repent for our sins, that's better than nothing, for sure. But the Lord wants to take that now to a place where we get over our massive egos and love. Love God, love each other, love our enemies. You see, this the Hebrew word, anyone who looked at it. The word implies not just look, oh yeah, there's a bronze serpent over there. Gazed at it. Why? Because when you look at that bronze serpent, you know, and you're dying from the poison in your system, you're looking at the effects of your own sin. So, that's the effect of our sin. I remember one of my professors, great holy man, Stanislaus Léoné. He said, if you want to understand the greatness of sin and redemption, think of the pain on the cross. And he said, no. Look at the love. Look at the love. That will win us over. How can I be so self-centered, pleasure-centered, distraction centered, whatever, instead of looking at the love that you, and that isn't one of those I feel so bad loves, you know. No, it's overwhelmed. I mean, it's just awe, delight, unbelievable. Of course we're sorry for our sins when we see that, but it's not, gee, I feel so bad because I'm so terrible. Everybody knows we're terrible. No, it's seeing that love. That's what drove Therese to give her whole life, because there's so much love bottled up in God. Let it come through me and get out. Or Teresa joined to the Lord, either let me suffer or let me die. I it's the only reason is to be consumed by the love of the heart of Christ in me, and I can let it burn me up for the sake of the world. So that's what we celebrate today, the exaltation. You see, we had time. I always say that, but we don't. But just look at these texts today, see? Though he was in the morphe tou theou, he was in the very form, the very reality of God. But he didn't consider being equal to God something to be grasped at, brandished about, arpagmon, a trophy. Look at me, I'm God. No. He emptied himself.